Certainly excited about, you know, this season. You know, last year obviously was a difficult year for us. We're used to winning and had some adversities we didn't overcome. And our players, I think, have worked tremendously hard. The staff has worked tremendously hard. I'm excited to see that August is close by and we get a chance to get back out and compete. I think we're certainly understand that how great it is to be in the SEC. People ask me, you know, what did you learn from the SEC and what did you say after your first year into it? And the SEC is what I thought it was going to be. It's a line of scrimmage league. You know, I knew that coming in. You know, great football teams start at their line of scrimmage. And the reason the SEC is so great is there's so many great teams in this league, but certainly it's a line of scrimmage league. Offensively, defensive line, that's where it starts. I don't care what skill positions you have. You got to be good up front. And so I knew that going in, and certainly it's remarkably competitive. You know, we had six games that went down the last drive of the game. We won three of them, lost three. We're used to winning in the fourth quarter, but another thing you have to do is you have to finish in the fourth quarter, and we understand that in any sport, but certainly in this league because it's so very, very competitive. A great league. We're proud to be a member of the SEC. I'm excited about it. It's remarkably competitive, and that's why I'm glad we're in it. We've got great fans. Our fans have embraced it, and they understand, I think, the league. We traveled well last year, as well as we've ever traveled. Into some of the great stadiums, and that was exciting for us. We're ready to get going, and we're excited about this season coming up.
Hey, Coach. Bob Holt, Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Talk about Franklin's season. He was pretty injury-plagued last year. How's he doing? And just kind of talk about your quarterback situation going into the season.
Well, last year was kind of different than any time since I've ever been coaching. I mean, all the years I've coached, I've never lost a starting quarterback, but for a game or two at all. So that was very unusual for us. Our last three quarterbacks are playing in the NFL. And James had more injuries than I think any I've ever had combined in what he went through. He missed three starts, and he didn't finish three other games. So he pretty much played about half the season. And remarkably tough kid, remarkably competitive. But I really felt bad for him because, you know, all these things that happened to him. The year before, he didn't miss a game. Got banged up a little bit like all quarterbacks do. But, you know, he had a great spring. He's healthy now. I think he's driven like we all are, you know, to get back to winning because that's what we do at Missouri. And when our policy, how we handle it is if you're not an established quarterback coming in, that we leave it open, and we're leaving this open until August, somewhere in the middle of August, and we'll make a final decision. But coming out of spring, he had a good spring, and he's the starter. So we'll see where it goes. I think our skill positions, our so-called skill positions on offense, the guys that touch the football, are probably the best group that we've had, running back, receivers, tight ends, since 2007, 2008, and as a collection of players. And the most important thing in our offense is the quarterback's got to distribute the football. That's what they do. And so, you know, your quarterback has to produce in this offense, and that's what we expect to get done, and that's what we have to do.
Hey, Coach. Bruce Marshall at Sports Byline USA. Quick question about the running back situation. Josie with the injury last year, too. And how's his progress? And Murphy, would you like to get both of them lots of touches this fall? And how does that shape up going into the season?
Yeah, well, get Henry Josie back. Henry Josie, for those who don't recall, you probably remember, he was fifth in the nation his sophomore year and just had a remarkable year. And I think the eighth or ninth game of the year, he had a major, major knee surgery. And some people compared it more to being in a car accident than happens on a football field. And what a remarkable story about his comeback, how hard he has worked, certainly the medical staff, but certainly the work ethic of him and how hard he has come back. And it was fun to see the stages of him in the spring a little bit come back because he went out there and he didn't play all last season, obviously, and he comes out in spring football, and we run for the first time and plant, change direction, look good. But, you know, the whole thing when you come off a knee injury, especially if you're running back, the most difficult thing is you're going to get hit. It's not like you can't protect it maybe like another position. They're going to come after you. So we didn't have pads on the first few practices. Then we put shoulder pads on. Then we did some physical contact a few days later. Then we had a scrimmage. So he went through all these stages of confidence and really looked great at the end of spring. So we expect him to be 100%. And, you know, obviously he's an impact player. Marcus Murphy, who's a punt returner, kickoff returner, did a great job for us a year ago, too. We also got a player that I think has potential to be a great player in Russell Hansborough. He's played as a true freshman last year, played a little bit, but he's playing at a whole different level right now, just as we anticipated. And he's out of Texas. So I think, you know, we got some other players there, too, that are competing hard. So, you know, it's a position I think we got some pretty good depth.
Gary, Blair Kirkhoff with the Kansas City Star. I know we're going back a ways here, but do you see any parallel between the situation that you're in Missouri and now and where you were in 04 going into 05?
Well, that's the last time we came off a losing season, obviously, so I think they're a little bit parallel. You know, I've been head football coach 23 years, so this isn't the first time this has happened. You know, you don't like it, but certainly, you know, you learn to deal with it. Yeah. I focus on my job. And I became the head football coach at Toledo. I was offensive coordinator at Washington. And I asked Don James when I came out of the – I was just getting ready to go to fly to my press conference in Toledo. It would be first time head coach. And I looked at Don James, who I played for in college also, but I worked for him for 12 years. And I asked him any advice. And he looked at me and he said, Gary, when things get tough, he said, and they're going to get tough, he said, you focus on doing your job. He said, you wake up every morning, and you hour by hour, you focus on doing your job. You go to bed at night, and you do the same thing. And I walked out of that and thinking, where the heck did that come from? Well, guess what? That's probably the best advice I was ever given. And certainly, when I did a lot of speaking on leadership and management, and that's the truth. So I focus on doing my job. I like doing my job. I'm driven, obviously, to be successful. You know, we're used to winning, and so I'm focusing, like our team is, on becoming better and improving each and every week.
Coach. Edgar Thompson with the Orlando Sentinel. Do you feel last season indicated where your program is relative to the SEC?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of that.
Do you feel like last season indicated where your program is relative to the SEC?
Well, we lost five of our top 10 offensive linemen and starting quarterback. So, I mean, I don't know if that it is or not. I mean, we still had a chance to overcome it, and I'm paid to overcome anything that happens to us. I don't know. I think, like anything else, you got to prove yourself. So, you know, we're hungry. I think we're very, very hungry. And we're excited to get back in and compete. It's a great league. I love being in the league. If you like to compete against the best, we did the right thing. We're doing great things, you know, facility-wise, investment-wise at Missouri. We'll get a chance to get after it again and compete, and looking forward to it.
Sorry about that. You talked about the quarterback competition, but does bringing Franklin here to Media Days, does that hint at his chances of, you know, keeping the starting job?
Not really. James is just a great, you know, first of all, he had a great sophomore year and before he got busted up and all the things that happened to him last year physically. And certainly had a good spring. But he's just a great representative of our program, and that's really how I choose to bring players here. We have a lot we could have chosen, but that's why we did.
What kind of freshman year did Doriel Green Beckham have, and what are you looking for from him going into his sophomore year?
Well, I think for all our players, our perimeter players, it was a difficult year because, you know, of our offensive line problems and our quarterback problems. You know, you got to be able to distribute the ball, and we didn't get the ball distributed like we needed to and have to. I thought he did a lot of good things, you know, without question. He's a guy that's a lot different player than a year ago. We saw glimpses as the season went on. You know, he's a very special athlete. He's a great kid. He's got a great work ethic. And he's a great team player. So all those things, I think, are going to help him realize his potential. But he's Jeremy Maclin, you know, starts for the Philadelphia Eagles and was a first-round pick. And And, you know, Jeremy's 6 foot, you know, 200 pounds, and this guy's 6'6", you know, 227, and they run the same speed. And so he's very, very talented. And so we've got to get the football to him. That's what we got to do. He's got to touch the ball. And we got a lot of other players can make plays, too. But he has got to touch the football. Now, there's going to be a number out there we're going to try to reach every week, and I'm not going to about to say what that number is going to be because I don't want to have to talk about it every Monday. But he's got to touch the football, and the more he touches the football, the better team we're going to be.
Coach, you've been to College Station the last 3 years. How much are you looking forward to the opportunity to have them come into Columbia, and how do you deal with that offense?
Yeah, that's been a blast, you know, going down there 3 years in a row. So we won the two before, both of them, you know. And then last year, obviously, you know, they got after us really good. Kevin did a great job, and obviously the quarterback's a great player. So it's nice to have them come up and play us at our place. How can you ever play some – in college football, how can you ever play three times in a row anywhere? But nobody listened. I whined and nobody listened. We're excited about getting them up in Columbia, but certainly playing against just a phenomenal quarterback, good football team, but a quarterback that just so very, very impressed with how well he plays, especially for such a young player to do the things he can do.
Last season, Sheldon Richardson was on the defensive front, and he was taking up two or three blocks almost every play. How vital is it this season with him gone, having the defensive line spread out, and how vital is it everybody takes these blocks on instead of him just dominating other offensive lines?
Well, I think Sheldon Richardson, you know, was a first-round draft pick, and Sheldon, you know, had great movement. The thing that made Sheldon different, you know, when Ziggy Hood is a first-round pick, he starts for the Steelers. He's a defensive tackle also. Ziggy was just more of a powerful guy, just a good movement and power, and that's why he's a great player for the Steelers too. The thing about Sheldon is Sheldon's movement was he was like a linebacker. He was a 300-pound linebacker. And so his quickness and his movement up front, along with being very, very strong, enabled him to do things that most guys can't do, and that's why, you know, he was a high pick with the Jets. For us, anytime I think you lose a high-level player, you know, some other people have to step up. Matt Hoke is a player that, for us, that played last year as a redshirt sophomore. Has had a great spring, and I actually look for him to play at a whole different level. And certainly we have other players in there that are competing that I think can do a great job also. But that's going to be obviously very, very important, you know, especially in this league, to be good up front. And hopefully we can do that.
You mentioned in your opening statements that the SEC is kind of an offensive defensive line league at the top. How do you feel like you guys stack up in those areas?
Well, I think, you know, I think any good football team in college football, that's where it starts. I don't care what league it is. You know, the best teams are really good up front. And the difference in the SEC is there's just so many good football teams. That's why it's such a great, great league. You know, I think we stay healthy, we'll stack up. We're making changes, you know, health-wise. We're doing some different things in practice. I'm just 2 years in a row we've had the most injuries we've ever had since I've been coaching, so I want to get my team to September to play. I think, you know, our whole offensive line that all inexperienced players got all that great experience a year ago expect to be certainly better. And, you know, I think we can be very competitive.